Audiobooks presents Star Wars, Dark Lords of the Sith.
For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the most powerful force in the galaxy. In the ages before the rise of the Emperor Palpatine, before the fall of Darth Vader, before the birth of Luke Skywalker, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Two of these Jedi Knights were Nomi Sunrider and Ulic Keldroma, brave young Jedi who defeated the dark power of the Sith on the savage planet Onderon. In the aftermath of that great battle, the spirit of the Dark Jedi, Freeda Nadd, was imprisoned in an impregnable tomb in hopes that the dark side would vanish forever. But even as Ulic and Nomi recover from their battle, other forces are hard at work. Two young aristocrats, Satal Keto and his cousin, Alima, have begun to explore the magic of the Sith and are using it to corrupt their homeworld and the Emperor's Teta system. Elsewhere, other events are unfolding that will affect the future of the galaxy. On the planet Dantooine, a proud young Jedi named Exar Kun steals his master's teaching device known as the Jedi Holocron. Exar Kun listens carefully, eager to learn more about the legendary fallen Jedi Knights, who are known as the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Hear me, O Jedi. It was an ill-fated time for the Sith sorcerer Nagar Sano. Exiled by his Dark Lord, branded a criminal by the Republic, he flees across the galaxy desperate to escape. His antiquated Corsair Star Cruiser passes under the Denari Nova, a rare double star, as the guns of two Republic warships pound his shield.
The gunships are closing, Master Sato.
Good. Steer our vessel between the two Denari swords. It is time to remind the petty Republic of the power of the dark side.
The smaller Denari star fed on the gases stolen from its larger brother.
Captain, Sato's ship is heading between the stars.
Maintain pursuit.
Can our shields survive that river of fire?
Better than theirs can. Full ahead.
Periodically, in the natural order of the universe, great flares of burning gases pass from one star to the other. However, the fleeing Sith care nothing for the natural order of things. The Republic ship follows and falls right into a dark side trap.
Excellent. Follow my doomed Republic soldiers. Follow now to summon the power of the dark side.
Sir, the stars, they're becoming unstable.
Pull up! Pull up!
Now, I have you.
Nagar Sato considers the death of a star system a small price to pay for his own survival. According to the legends, Nagar Sato escaped the cosmic holocaust he had created and vanished with his followers. Sato was a member of an elite priesthood of pure Sith blood, who were under the control of the Dark Lords of the Sith. The Dark Lords were powerful Jedi Knights, who used the dark side to master the Sith people. But there could be only one Dark Lord at a time. Other fallen Jedi, not content to serve their comrades, struck out on their own, spreading the darkness. One such was Freeda Nadd. Nadd roamed the uncharted systems until he found a world he could dominate through the dark side. The planet was called Onderon.
Master Vodo!
Yes, my son. And why is the fate of a renegade Jedi of such interest to my greatest student?
I was only curious to see what you've been recording in your holocron.
Curiosity can be rewarding, Exar Kun. But some teachings of the holocron are dangerous before you are ready. The Onderon system became, for several centuries, a focus of dark side power. Turn it off. You've heard enough.
But Master...
Turn it off! This hidden knowledge is meant for Jedi Masters. I wish you would concentrate on the things I choose to teach you.
I don't understand, Master Vodo. Why can't I learn about the Sith? I think you underestimate me. After all, I have nearly completed my lightsaber training.
A Jedi's training in the Force never ends. When you have lived this discipline a few more years, perhaps you can study the things of the dark side. Now get Credo and Silvar. It is time to test your vaunted knowledge of the lightsaber.
As you can see, my Lord Keter, the carbonite operation is running quite smoothly.
Indeed, Chairman Barriss. You've improved this space station's profit margins by 15%.
Oh, I had some small part in the affair, my lord. Carbonite plays an indispensable role in the manufacture of hyperspace engines. I had only to make the operations more efficient.
And your efforts have improved the fortunes of all 7 planets in the Empress Tetter system.
And especially you, my lord.
Chairman Barriss, another royal ship is approaching the station, carrying the royal tutor Chorus and the lord's children, Sital and Alima.
My son and niece?
They weren't on the list.
It is an unscheduled trip, my lord. Should I send them away?
No, no. Let them join us. I'm sure Lord Keto won't mind.
On the contrary, that fat tutor Chorus should know better than to bring Sital and Alima here during my inspection. Any relief I can get from my spoiled son and his cousin is most welcome. Still, I suppose it can't be helped now.
Father!
Uncle, how are you?
Sital, Alima, you know you're not allowed on board the space stations during a royal inspection.
But, Father, we brought old Chorus along to be our chaperone, didn't we? What do you say, Chorus?
Tutor Chorus, why have you brought Sital and Alima here? This is an unforgivable breach of protocol. What do you have to say for yourself, man? Speak up! Has a neck got your tongue?
Don't pick on old Chorus, Uncle. He has something to show you.
Yes, go ahead, Chorus. Show Father what Alima did to your...
By the Empress Tetter, his tongue. What is
it? It's disgusting!
Your fat, two-faced tutor has always been your spy, Father.
Yes, we've always thought old Chorus had a snake's tongue, so I turned his tongue into a snake.
Chorus!
Chorus!
Alima! What is this, some sort of disgusting joke?
Well, it's nothing, Uncle, really. Chorus just has a little indigestion.
Maybe it was the Adagan eels he had for lunch.
Well, now it looks like they're having him.
Chorus? Chorus is dead, my lord.
Not dead. Just comatose.
Sital! Alima! What have you done?
Done, Father?
Isn't it obvious? We've transformed him, Uncle, using the ancient magic of the Sith.
The Sith?
Yes. Sith magic we discovered on the planet Onderon.
And learned from the spirit of a long-dead Jedi called Freeda Nadd.
Chairman! Call security!
With pleasure, my lord.
Are you so sure? You might not want to touch that control console once you realize that it's actually... a womp rat.
This has gone far enough. Protectors, draw your weapons. Take Sital and Alima prisoner.
Oh, please, Father. Your bodyguards are a ceremonial escort. Those traditional swords they carry are no threat. And why... well, they're not really swords at all.
Get it off me! No! No!
This can't be happening. It's some kind of magic trick. Don't panic, men. These snakes aren't real. They can't be real.
No! It's real! It's killing me!
Well, Father, your protector seemed to have suffered a case of premature death.
Sital, whatever you're doing, I order you to stop it at once.
Oh, shut up, Father. Why are you always so pompous and cold?
How dare you speak that way to the ruler of the Empress Tetter system?
Ex-ruler, you mean.
What? Replaced by you two? You don't have the nerve or the power.
Don't have the nerve? Why, Father, we've already done it. We have the military in our pockets.
And most of the planetary governors have sworn allegiance to us. Now we rule the Empress Teta system.
I don't believe it!
And as for the power, well, thanks to the Sith magic we discovered on Onderon, we have plenty of that. Now, Father, come.
Where are you taking me?
Why, Uncle, you're on an inspection, aren't you? We must finish the tour.
To the Carbonite Chamber. Oh, Father, stop all that noise.
He always was such a windbag, Sital.
Not for much longer, Alima. Lower him into the carbonite.
No!
It's done.
Yes. You've had your day in the sun, Father. Now you can spend eternity on my wall.
Our takeover will soon be complete, Sital. The last of the resistance is being crushed.
Yes. Although the people are putting up more of a fight than I thought. We had to obliterate 3 more cities on Karek.
And I located the secret meeting place of the insurrectionists here in Sinigar. They were, deprived of oxygen as they made plans to storm the palace.
Excellent. What will we do about their families?
Everyone who does not accept our authority shall be publicly humiliated. We can feed them to your father's torture droids.
Yes. Sometimes the old ways are best. Ah, here comes old Master Corus with our wine. He's much more pleasant to listen to since we sewed his lips together.
About time. Where have you been, you old fungus? Do you want the worm treatment again?
Hurry along, old man.
Ugh, you idiot! Look what you've done to my new gown! I'll make sure you never, never make that mistake again. By the Sith!
Alima, what did you do?
I don't know, but I liked it.
The magic of the Sith is even more powerful than we thought. Not only can we create illusions, but...
we can blast our enemies into dust.
Excellent. This is the age when tired old fathers...
and teachers...
must step aside for the powerful new blood.
Ride your war beast like a sand slot.
You may have speed, Nomi, but I've got style.
Yeah! Ulic and Nomi Sunrider seem to be enjoying one another, Master Arca.
Yes, Kay. Their laughter is welcome after all the grief this planet has borne.
Well, things seem to be peaceful enough on Onderon now.
On Onderon, perhaps. But there has been a political uprising in the Empress Teta system. I suspect that this turmoil is connected to the Freedon Nad uprising here in the city of Iziz. The Empress Teta system has therefore become our responsibility.
Hey, Master Arca, grab a war beast and join us!
Calm down, Ulic. The time for games is over. We have much to discuss. I have bad news, my friends. I thought the Sith teachings that were active here had been contained. Apparently, I was wrong.
How is that possible, Master Arca? The Tetan system is on the other side of the galaxy.
We've learned that 2 young Tetan aristocrats were on Onderon during the height of the uprising. They are Sital Keto and his cousin Alima, heirs to the throne. Apparently they made contact with the Darksiders during the battle. And it is possible that they encountered the spirit of Freedon Nad himself.
Freedon Nad? Will that cursed spirit never rest?
We shall see. Combined Jedi and Republic forces will attempt to save the Tetan worlds that are still resisting the coup. Nomi, you and Ulic will lead that effort.
Master Arca, we would be honored.
It will be difficult. Sital and Alima do not yet comprehend the power that they have unleashed. A power that has survived 100 battles against the Jedi. To win, you must master the art of Jedi battle meditation.
Battle meditation? My Jedi master, Thon of Ambria, began to teach me that.
Then come, Nomi. I will complete your teaching while Ulic and Kay prepare for your departure.
Come on, Ulic. We'd better get started. There's a lot of work to do.
And I know just where to start.
Ulic, are you sure it was a good idea to come down here?
If I'm going to do battle against Sith magic, I want to know as much about it as possible.
But these storerooms are full of unintelligible Sith artifacts. Even Master Arca can't decipher them. How do you expect
to? I don't know. But last time I encountered the spirit of Freedon Nadd, he said something about one or two of us belonging to the dark side. Somehow I know he meant me.
Ulic, don't tell me you're starting to believe the lies of a dead dark side magician. Besides, even if Freedon Nadd wasn't lying, what do you expect to find rummaging through these ancient relics? What's that?
I don't know. It's like a shadow closing in on us.
Ulic Keldroma.
Freedon Nadd.
Greetings, Jedi.
Your hold over this planet is broken, Nadd.
Perhaps. I am here to warn you, Jedi. You must not interfere with the work of the dark side. The dark lords of the Sith are destined to rise again. Nothing can prevent that.
You can't frighten us with useless prophecies. I thought Master Arca drove you away when he buried your bones on that barren moon.
Arca cannot interfere with the dead, nor can he help you, poor Jedi, to avoid your destiny.
What are you talking about?
You will be one of the great ones.
You are the best of us, Exarchun. I cannot beat you.
You're a fool, Kratos. Speak those words. And you have already lost. Frankly, Kratos, it is no honor to defeat you. Will is half the winning.
And I still say it's no dishonor to lose to you, even before Master Vodo and my mate, Silver.
Kratos, are you all right?
Silver, don't worry about Kratos. He'll be fine. It is your turn to test yourself against this swordsman who thinks so highly of himself.
Gladly, Master Vodo. Exarchun enjoyed beating Kratos too much. I'll take special pleasure in cutting him down to size.
Then come, Silvar.
Master Vodo, that gleam in Exarchun's eye, he's too violent.
Patience, Kratos. We shall see.
What's the matter, Exarchun? Surprised to finally meet an equal?
Silvar, it's time you learned that animal Jedi are no match for humans.
You dare insult my people?
How dare you use your claws on me, you beast?
The Cathar are a respected race, and many great Jedi have come from my world.
You won't live to be one of them. Ha! Never complete your training, Silvar.
You may have fooled Master Vodo, Exarchun, but you don't fool me. You'll bear the scars of my claw marks forever to remind you that you are no Jedi.
Let me show you what I am.
Exarchun, cease. Anger is not the way.
My hand. It's numb.
Through the Force, I can make my simple staff more powerful than any lightsaber. This is one of the many things you have yet to learn.
Even you have no right to strike me, Master Vodo.
Do you think anger makes you such a great warrior? Are you a greater warrior than your master because of it?
You are the master, but only I know what I can do.
Show me.
My lightsaber against your wooden stick? Are you sure you want to do this, Master?
I put the same question to you, boy. Ah! 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 Your estimation of your own abilities betrays you, Exar-Kun. You pay too much attention to brute strength and not enough to balance.
Wow!
Look, Credo, the human Jedi cannot even stand up.
You're right, Exar-Kun. I am still the master.
A master should not underestimate his student or his opponent.
My lightsaber!
Now, Master Vodo, let us try again.
Credo, can Master Vodo withstand two lightsabers?
We shall see.
Master Vodo, did he hurt you?
I am well, child.
I've beaten you, Master.
Oh, you are a mighty Jedi. Two lightsabers against my poor stick. Exar-Kun, you are the most formidable student I've ever had. But I sense something is missing in you. An empty place hidden even from yourself. A place that remains unseen because no light escapes from that region of your heart.
Only I know my heart, Master Vodo.
Then I pity you that knowledge.
Squad leaders, bring your ships around to point 40.
Are you ready, Ulic?
My gear is packed. I've got my lightsaber. I guess so, Nomi.
That's not what I mean. You seem distant.
Cruiser Defiant, lock down your forward turbo lasers for the jump to hyperspace.
Just tired, Nomi. When we first went to Onderon, I wanted a chance to prove my courage. I got more than I bargained for with Freedon Ad and the followers of the Sith. Master Arca was held prisoner. My brother Kay lost his arm. Then the minute we think we've contained the dark side of the Force, two troublemakers transport Sith magic to the other side of the galaxy. And here we are, going into battle again.
Ulic, Jedi Knights have been fighting the dark side for thousands of years. And I foresee that future Jedi will face terrible battles of their own. This is our time, our responsibility.
Ulic, Nomi, all wings of the Republic Strike Force have arrived. All stations report battle readiness. Shall I give the order to launch?
Ulic?
Give the order, Captain. Set course for the Empress Teta system, a planet called Corus Major, and launch.
Greetings. Welcome to Onderon. My name is Kay Keldroma. I'm one of the Jedi caretakers of this world.
May the Force be with you. My name is Exar-Kun. I'm a Jedi archaeologist. Master Vodo Siask Bask was my teacher.
May the Force be with you. My Jedi Master, Arca, told me that you were on your way. He asked me to greet you. I'm afraid this whole planet is recovering from a battle, so there's not much in the way of luxuries. But if you'll
I'm told that you have recovered a trove of Sith artifacts. Is it true that they belong to the fallen Jedi Freedon Nadd?
That is so. Master Arca has ordered them shipped directly to the Jedi planet Ossus. But I can show you the city of Iziz, where Freedon Nadd held court.
That won't do. It is imperative that an official archaeologist examine the find before it leaves the planet.
Well, why don't you explain that to Master Arca himself? Here he is.
What an impressive flying beast he rides. I've never seen one like it.
These beasts originally come from the nearby moon. The Onderonians tamed them, but this one was too vicious to be handled. Or so the Onderonians thought.
All creatures are at peace in the Force, Kay.
Master Arca, may the Force be with you. I am Exar-Kun, and I have come to Onderon to...
I know why you are here. I'm afraid we cannot help you.
You must have spoken with my Master Vodo Siask Bas. He is unaware that I am now connected to the Academy of Jedi Archaeology. He thinks...
No, I have not spoken with your master. Everything I know about you, I have learned through the Force. I know that your fascination with dark side things has already led you into a lie. You are no archaeologist.
What?
I think you ought to question your Force perceptions, Master Arca. Age sometimes plays tricks on the mind.
Age is indeed a curious thing. As I grow older, I see less clearly in the dark, but I see the dark more clearly. You are not welcome on Onderon, Exar Kun.
Nonsense. I'm a Jedi Knight, and I'm free to come and go as I please. I will begin my research without your help.
Master Arca, he's heading for the Sith ruins. Should I go after him?
Okay. What he says is true. A Jedi is free to come and go as he pleases, and to follow the path he has chosen. But I have other things on my mind just now. I've been informed that the Jedi and Republic forces will soon reach the Empress Teta system. Ulic and Nomi are about to face a very great test.
Look at all the blood being shed on that planet, Sital.
And all in our names.
Isn't it glorious?
Our orbital platform is in place. From up here, we can control all the events below.
It's about time. The defenders on Chorus Major are putting up a fight.
Stubborn, traitorous fools. They may be able to field an army as strong as ours.
But they are helpless against the magic of the Sith.
What do you have planned for them, Alima?
Tell me, Sital, what warrior can stand who believes his weapon has ceased to be a weapon?
Forward, men, forward! Those blasted usurpers are retreating. This is our only chance. You there, grab that blaster rifle.
No, no, don't touch it!
What are you talking about?
Can't you see it? It's horrible!
Are you crazy? It's just a blaster rifle. Look, it's an ordinary field weapon. What is it?
Run! Run!
It's got me!
Somebody! Get it off! Get it off!
You see, these soldiers are weak.
Excellent, Alima. Chorus Major is the last planet in the system to resist our will. This is a test of our power. If the proud soldiers of Chorus Major can be confounded by magic, we can take on the Jedi themselves.
Check the scanner, Sital. I think you're about to get your chance.
The fleet is dropping out of hyperspace.
Chorus Major is right beneath us.
Scanners show a fleet of Tetan warships and one orbital command station. The planet's under siege. We may be too late to save Chorus Major.
Perhaps, Captain Vanicus. Transmit your ceasefire order. Then we'll see if the new Tetan leaders have any respect for galactic law.
What's this? We're receiving a priority message from the Republic. They want us to surrender.
Are you going to respond?
No, say nothing. We'll let the power of the Sith speak to them directly. Are you ready, Alima?
Yes, my cousin, I'm ready. Out of the dark well of night they came. Creatures born to the coldness of space. Devouring planets. Swallowing stars, and drawing all ships to their deaths.
Any response from the Tetan command ship, Captain Vanicus?
Not even a Minox squeak. They're ignoring us completely.
Signal the first assault wave. We'll knock out their shields and communications array. Then we'll...
What's that?
Proximity alert! Something's about to breach our shields.
What could it be?
By the stars! Look out the porthole!
Space grazers!
I thought they were extinct.
They're as big as a moon. It's got hold of the ship.
Our shields can't stop those creatures. Signal all ships to fall back.
Wait, wait.
Nomi, there's no time. We've got to...
Ignore them. What we're seeing are illusions.
Illusions?
That illusion is so big it's blotting out the stars.
And it's tearing my ship apart.
Only because you believe it's happening. I see nothing but the distant stars and the ship moving calmly. Ulic, if you'll listen to the Force, you'll sense the real attack. We are being assaulted with the dark side of the Force.
Impossible!
No, Captain, Nomi's right. Tell your men to ignore the creatures.
I can't tell my men to ignore their instruments.
Then I'll just have to prove it to you.
Wait! You're taking us right into that thing. Look out! We went right through it.
I told you.
Captain, contact the other ships.
Copy that. Captain Vanicus to all ships. Ignore new targets on approach vector. Repeat. Ignore new targets and maintain original course. You heard me, Lieutenant.
Ulic, that Tetan command station is concentrating all its batteries on us.
See that? I don't care how long their tentacles are. Blast! Status report!
Shields holding. Your ships are coming around. We've got the command station surrounded and under heavy fire.
Ulic, I can feel the dark side energy intensifying. Prepare for anything.
I feel it too, Nomi. It's concentrated in the command station. Whoever's there has to be taken into custody as soon as possible.
Sital, those Jedi are ignoring my lovely mind forms. What are we going to do?
Oh, something they don't expect, of course. All I need is a few more of your illusions, my dear cousin. Commander.
Yes, Lord Kido.
Prepare to launch the Chaos Fighters.
Nebula 2, come around to... Blasted Islands! Stand by, Nebula 2. Engineering, divert more power to the forward shields. Nebula 2, come around to point 6. Take out that aft turbo array.
The Tetons have held out longer than I thought they would.
That command station has enough shields and armament to protect a small planet.
They won't last much longer, thanks to you two. All my commanders realize that those space grazers are just illusions. We've just about knocked out the target shield generators. It'll be just a few more minutes.
What's that?
We've just picked up a new set of signals. Chaos fighters approaching fast.
I'll signal the snub fighters to launch immediately.
No, wait, Ulic. Those ships aren't real. It's another illusion.
But my scanners!
I'm touching the mind of a woman. She's using the dark side, creating images of attack ships. I've got her. No.
Alima, your illusions are perfect.
No!
Alima? Alima, what is it?
The Force. Backlash. Those cursed Jedi. I can't hold. Ugh.
It's all right, my dear. Rest now. Your illusions are fading. But as I said, all I need was a little help. The pilots I've placed under my command will do the rest.
Good work, Nomi. I'm ordering our snub fighters to stand down. That fleet of Chaos Fighters is beginning to vanish.
Not all of them. Look out! They're making suicide runs.
The hull's been breached. Secure the magnetic field.
But they're illusions. How could they have done this?
Those Darksiders must have slipped some real ships in with the illusions.
But...
here comes another one. Nomi, look out!
Help me.
What's wrong? By the stars!
This piece of shrapnel, it's cut right into him.
Nomi, the pain. It's so dark.
Ulic, hold to the light. Captain, help me. I'm going to try to pull it out. Ulic, I'm sorry. It's my fault. I fell for their trap.
I'm ordering the fleet to fall back. We need to return to base and rethink this whole operation.
Ulic, if you can hear me, push the dark side away. This wound will heal. Ulic, you can't die.
So far, this miserable planet has given me nothing but trouble. Maybe I should have stayed on Dantooine to train with Master Vodo. Something has drawn me to this place. Something tugging at the edge of my mind.
As long as King Romin and King Amanoa carried on that noble rule, the great power of Fignad remained with us.
Excuse me, what's going on here?
Couple of Darksiders left over from the war against Freedon Nad.
Darksiders?
They haven't committed any actual crime, so the Jedi refused to arrest them.
But they're just as bad as the tyrants who ruled here before, spreading their dark side filth.
Darksider!
Now this power has been taken from us by the hateful Jedi Knights. These meddlers have destroyed the ancient Onderon society.
You're crazy, Nebo, just like your father.
You Darksiders are through. Your day is finished.
Down with the Nedis.
Enough!
Jedi.
I can't blame you for opposing these men, but no Jedi can support the politics of mob rule.
Let him through. He'll take care of these Nadis.
No! I'm here to see that justice is done. Why are you afraid to let these men speak?
What? They're Darksiders. They killed hundreds of Onderonians. They even tried to kill you, Jedi.
Did these two men commit such acts?
No, but they're leaders.
I will not allow you to punish them for the acts of their associates. Death!
What Jedi would save the lives of the followers of Freedon Nadd?
I would. What are your names?
Rask.
Nebo.
Well, Rask and Nebo, if you want to live, come with me.
The dark. So dark. Power of the Sith.
Ulic. Ulic.
Nomi. Come with me. I can see the darkness.
Ulic, wake up.
Huh? Nomi. Where am I?
You're still aboard Reliance One, in the infirmary.
The battle?
Over. We fell back. We did a lot of damage, but with all those Sith illusions, Captain Vanicus wanted to rethink our strategy.
Sith magic. Nomi, I dreamt about Sith magic. There was a man, a Jedi in a tomb.
You were feverish. I don't understand. Your wound was bad, but the medical droid should be able to do something. Not even Bacta has been able to heal you.
I'll be fine. What's next?
We sent news of the battle back to the Republic. The Jedi are disturbed at how quickly Satal and Alima have mastered the Sith powers. They've called an assembly of all the Jedi in the galaxy. We're on our way to Dennebah.
Azar Kun. You still have not explained why you are interested in the tomb of Freedon Nadd.
Or why you insisted on flying there immediately. You owe us an explanation for that.
I owe you nothing. We have transacted business. I saved you from that mob, and in exchange you have told me what my fellow Jedi would not. Beyond that, my business is my own. There. Is that the place you spoke of?
Yes, on the far side of that moon. That's where that accursed Jedi Master hid the tomb of Freedon Nadd. The Jedi value the relics they've recovered from our stronghold, but they're worthless. The real power is in the tomb.
We shall see.
The tomb is just ahead.
Why would Master Arca move the tomb to this unguarded place?
You doubt our word, Jedi. You saved our lives, didn't you? Why would we lie to you?
Besides, the tomb is not unguarded. The same great winged creatures that we Onderonians have tamed roam freely on this barren rock. They are the most vicious creatures in a dozen systems.
Wait here. It will be safer. If this is in truth the tomb of Freedon Nadd, you will be rewarded.
Yes, we will.
This is it. This place is the source of the strange pull I've felt. It's dangerous and attractive at the same time. I feel like I'm standing on the threshold of the future. My future. But why does it look so dark? Ah! How could something so huge move so quietly? Obviously, Master Arca thought these creatures would prove natural guardians for the tomb. He thought wrong. My lightsaber could cut through the walls of this tomb as easily as it sliced through that creature. By the Force! I thought a lightsaber could cut through anything. But these walls are barely scratched. The only thing that can resist a lightsaber is Mandalorian iron. Apparently, Master Arca is not the fool I took him to be. Well, not even Mandalorian iron will stop Exar Kun.
Look at him, Nebo.
Yes, he grows angrier with each blow.
insolent.
His anger will turn him toward the dark side, and then he will be ours.
Almost through.
There. I wasn't sure I could do that, but I felt such power. Strange. It seemed like the force running through me was somehow different. Forget it, Exarchun. You've opened the tomb. That is enough. Cold. I never felt such cold. I wish Master Vodo were here. No, he turned his back on me. I will go my own way. These smaller coffins must belong to Queen Amanoa and King Amun, the dark side rulers of Onderon. But they are of no interest to me. But that large one, that must be...
The Tomb of Fridun Nadd. My tomb.
Fridun Nadd? But you're dead.
Yes. And you were a foolish Jedi for violating my final resting place.
Don't threaten me. Children are frightened by spirits. Jedi are not.
The Jedi are frightened by the dark side. Or at least they should be. Your fascination with the dark side will get you into grave trouble.
More threats? Will you kill me with the ghost of a lightsaber?
No. I shall give you a gift. Something that will set you on your true path. Open the sarcophagus.
What?
Do it.
There. Darkness and death lie on these old bones.
Beneath the husk of my former self, there lies a secret. Take the corpse out of the sarcophagus. Now.
Very well. By the Force, what are they?
These scrolls were written by the hand of the last Dark Lord of the Sith. Their words will guide you to the planet Korriban, to the final home of the Sith.
The Lords of the Sith?
There you and I will meet again to begin the awakening.
Gone. Something tells me I should take these to Master Vodo, but no. I have already learned more than even the Jedi Masters knew. I will...
You will give those scrolls to us, Jedi.
Rask, Nebo, what do you think you're doing?
We are preserving the power of Fridun Nadd for Onderon. You have desecrated the tomb. Now, give us the scrolls.
No. The power does not belong to you. It belongs to me.
Look out!
My arm! My arm!
You dare raise weapons against me?
Have mercy! Have mercy!
Yes, I will show you mercy. The same mercy you would have shown me!
No!
By the Force! The anger! It was on me like lightning! Master Vodo, what have I done?
The Jedi gathering is in that amphitheater in the valley.
I can see that, Nomi.
Watch your step, please.
Careful of that step. Maybe I should ask a service droid to help you down the path.
Nomi, I'm wounded, but I'm not a child.
Look, Ulic. That ship came all the way from Dantooine. And there's one from Alderaan.
Calm down, Nomi. Alderaan's my home planet. And trust me, it's not all that exciting.
But to think they came all this way. You've been a Jedi for quite some time, Ulic. I started training with Master Thawn less than a year ago. To me, the galaxy is still a pretty huge place.
Ulic!
Well, it's going to seem a lot smaller soon enough, with all the Jedi Masters from every corner of space arriving here.
Ulic!
Here comes my brother. Kay! How are you?
Ulic, we heard about the battle at Koros Major. Thank the Force, you're still alive.
Hey, take it easy, little brother. My bruised body's no match for that mechanical arm of yours. But it wasn't as bad as all that. Our command ship took heavy damage, but we downed 50 of those Tetan Chaos ships and blasted about 10 of their capital ships into oblivion.
Your brother puts a brave face on things, Kay. We underestimated the dark side power of these Tetan aristocrats, and the wound he suffered is serious. It should have begun healing by now, but it...
But it refuses to close.
Master Arca.
Yes, Master Arca. I don't understand.
It is not a natural injury. Several Jedi holocrons speak of ancient battles against the Sith. They use the dark side of the Force to twist nature to their own designs, even to prevent the body from healing itself.
Is it that bad, Ulic? It's still a long walk to the amphitheater where the council is being held. Maybe we should help you. Here, there are plenty of service droids in the area. Maybe we could get one to...
First Nomi, and now you.
But you are in pain.
I'll live, Nomi.
Master Arca, perhaps if you...
Perhaps, but not now. Now the healthy and the hurt alike are gathering. I have lived many, many years. And this is the first time in my life that all the Jedi have gathered together in one place.
Master, are all the Jedi in the galaxy really here?
All but a few. Master Vodo Siosk Bas and his apprentices from Dantooine have not yet arrived. He is in great torment. One of his students left him to seek forbidden knowledge. No good will come of it, I'm sure. Come, the Council of Jedi begins.
Request course and speed.
Maintain current speed. Heading, I don't care yet. Maintain current heading. Now continue translating the scrolls I input.
Working. Once the Dark Jedi had dominated the Sith, they threatened to subvert the very existence of the Republic. Their power was greatly feared, and the Jedi Council marked them for extermination.
Fascinating. No wonder Master Vodo didn't want to teach me about the Sith.
Persecuted for their knowledge that was feared by lesser men, they wandered from system to system, leaving a trail of myths and legends. Their final resting place was the barren world of Korriban.
That's it. Computer, new heading. Maximum speed. Set course for Korriban.
By the Force, how many Jedi are here?
Thousands. The Jedi have guarded the Republic for centuries, and we have grown strong.
And I'll bet we'll continue to grow for centuries to come. What could ever bring the Jedi down?
That remains to be seen, Kay. But quiet now. Prepare yourselves. The spokesman for the Jedi is a master named Odin Ur. He is a telepath. And if you've never experienced his form of communication, the first time can be...
Greetings, fellow Jedi.
Disconcerting.
Oh, that's strange.
I am Odin Ur, spokesman for the Council. Many of you have traveled a great distance, but it was necessary, for our need is great. It seems that a very old prophecy is about to be fulfilled. The Dark Lords of the Sith may rise again. You've all heard about the failure of the Joint Republic and Jedi mission. Many are asking if enough military force was used.
Yes, it must be wiped out!
The Jedi have gathered here on Denebo to determine whether or not we should return to the Empress Tetra system with an army to eradicate this threat once and for all.
Wait! Wait, please, listen to me!
The Council recognizes the Jedi Ulic Kel'Doma. Speak, Ulic. Through the Force, I will deliver your words to the thousands.
I believe I have a plan that will serve better than brute strength.
You failed us in battle, Kel'Droma. Are you experienced enough to lead us in a war?
The Galactic Senate and many of the Jedi here would like to respond to these upstart Sith magicians with overwhelming military force. I have a different idea.
Nomi, did you notice...
Shh, quiet, Kay. Ulic is talking.
But there are an awful lot of service droids poking around.
Shh.
A war with the armies of the Empress Tetra system might last for years. Many Jedi will die. And what will be gained by this bloodshed? We may restore benevolent government to the system, but the Sith magic will survive, and the dark side will simply move on to try to take root in another system. The Sith evil will once again spread like a sickness throughout the galaxy.
May I speak?
The Council recognizes Jedi Master Arca.
Ulic, forgive me. Do any among you remember the Voltar Cataclysm? Or the Gank Massacres? I do.
I have lived a very long time. And long before my time. The galaxy endured the 100-year darkness and the great hyperspace war. All these travesties came to pass because of the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Nomi.
Kay, be quiet.
All right. But these service droids are acting very strange.
The Darksiders act in complete secrecy until the leaders of society have fallen to their evil seductions. Then they strike with great suddenness, bringing down civilizations it took eons to build.
I don't disagree with you, Master Arca. These new Sith magicians must be torn out by their roots before their power can spread. But the only way that will happen is if one of us joins them. One of us must learn the secrets that have made them so powerful.
Ulic, no! It would end in disaster for us all.
Nomi is correct, Ulic. We must fight the dark side and confine it. A wall of light created by many Jedi joined together can push the Darksiders back. Ulic, my son, how many times have I said it? There is the way of the Jedi, and there is the dark path that leads to destruction.
This path is so dark. Korriban's sun is bright, but it doesn't seem to shine in this valley. By the holocron, what was that? I can't see anything down here. Now this should help. Ugh, bones. They're not nearly as ancient as the ruins around me. I wonder who they are.
They are the remains of those who defied the will of the Dark Lords.
Freedon Nadd!
Did I not say we would meet again? Before you lie the ruins of the Temple of the Sith. You stand on the threshold of power amid the bones of defilers and tomb robbers.
You mean like me?
Perhaps, if you do not pass the test.
Defiler! We are the guardians of the tomb!
By the Force!
No one may disturb the sleep of the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Nadd, is this your doing?
No. All those who trespassed here are cursed to guard this place forever. This is your test, foolish Jedi. Either defeat the guardian spirits or join them.
Death! Death to the Defiler!
I don't know what keeps you alive, but nothing... will stand... in my way! Avalanche! I can't do this forever! Nadd, help me!
Run, Jedi! Into the temple! You will be safe there.
That was too close.
All has gone according to plan. Can you not feel the potency of this place?
Yes. There is immense darkness here. And anger. Master Vodo warned me about anger. I need to think this through. I've got to go back to my ship. The temple door!
Ah, how unfortunate. The entrance is sealed behind you. Only one way to go, my young Jedi. Ahead, toward your destiny.
That was some stunt you pulled up there, Ulic.
It wasn't a stunt, Kay. I did what I had to do.
Well, you've got Arca and half the Jedi Masters in the galaxy pulling their hair or tendrils out over your proposal.
They'll see that I'm right. But I should find Nomi before the meeting resumes. Have you seen her?
No. I've been too busy keeping an eye on the service droids that have been wandering around the assembly. They've been acting suspicious.
How does a droid act suspicious? Anyway, mechanicals are your department, Kay.
Pardon me.
Yes?
I am Vodo Siask Bas. I'm afraid I've arrived late to the assembly. I'm searching for Master Arca, and my errand is urgent. Do you know him?
Know him? We're his apprentices.
He's up near the dais with Master Odin Ur.
Thank you. Good day, Jedi.
Vodo. Didn't Master Arca mention him? I think he's mixed up with that Jedi you confronted on Onderon. Exar Kane?
Exar Kun. Behold, the resting place of the Dark Lords of the Sith.
Amazing. What is this place?
A mausoleum and a trophy case. The holding place of vanquished enemies.
This giant crystal, what is it? I sense power within, tormented, in pain.
Sealed within this crystal are the spirits of Jedi Masters who opposed the Dark Lords and lost.
What a horrible fate.
Perhaps you are right, Exar Kun. Perhaps they have suffered enough.
What?
Perhaps it is time for us to liberate these long-dead Jedi.
What are you doing?
Perhaps it is time to liberate you, Exar Kun.
The crystal! Jedi! Are they free?
I am Frida Nadd. I do not free Jedi. I destroy them. I shatter them. And now I shall shatter you.
Help me. Please. I can't move.
Oh, Exar Kun. Every bone in your body must be broken. How unfortunate.
Please. I'm not ready to die.
What? A Jedi not ready to face death? If you want to live, there is a power that can save you.
Power?
Accept the dark side of the Force. Let its fathomless energy flow into you. You must surrender to the dark side.
No. No. Master Vodo! Master Vodo!
Arca, it was good of you to speak with me.
We are brothers in the Force, Vodo. How can I help?
I've lost a student. I fear that his curiosity in the dark side will lead to trouble.
Is his name Exar Kun?
Yes.
I encountered him on Onderon. I sensed the danger then.
Mr. Vodo! Mr. Vodo!
Did you feel that?
Oh, Exar Kun. It is as I predicted. Darkness has found you.
You must help him, Vodo.
Yes. I will meditate in the Force. Try to draw its power around him. Exar Kun. Exar Kun.
Master Vodo. Help me.
Focus on the Force, my son. You will know what to do when you are at peace.
No!
What?
You are an old fool, Vodo Siasbas.
A dark spirit.
The power of the Sith. My power is on your apprentice now. My power is on you.
Vodo! Vodo!
Are you... I am well. But my apprentice is in mortal danger.
Master.
Poor little Jedi. Vodo cannot help you here. No one can help except yourself. Your skeleton is shattered. There is not much time. Do you want to live?
Yes.
Very well. Surrender to the dark side.
No.
Then die.
No. No, I want to live.
Then give yourself to me. Give yourself to the dark side.
All right. Yes, I accept.
You say the words, but you do not open yourself.
I accept your terms, blast you.
You are lying. Unless you speak truthfully, the darkness cannot help you.
Surrender to the dark side, or you will die.
I said I accept.
Good. Then be healed.
That scream. What is it? It sounds like a man being eaten alive.
It is the voice of a Jedi falling into the darkness.
The voice of Exar Kun. And I fear the first echo of a storm that will consume the galaxy.
No. The light. It burns.
Alima. Alima, wake up.
Sital. What happened?
You've been in a coma, my cousin. That cursed Jedi woman turned the Force on you during the Battle of Corus Major.
The Jedi? Are they...
Gone. We managed to drive them off. But they've done us great harm, and they will be back. Even now, the Jedi are meeting on the planet Denebar to plan their next move.
Sital, what will we do?
Don't worry, my cousin. I have hidden one of our ships in orbit around the planet, and laid a trap on the planet itself. We will teach those meddling Jedi to defy the will of the Sith. Captain.
Yes, my lord Kido.
Are you ready?
I've loaded all the program traps into the droids on the planet, my lord. And the life pods are ready to launch.
Then begin your assault.
What was that?
We're under attack.
Rocket pods launched from low orbit. Master Voto. Let us use the Force to create a shield wall.
Too late! They've all landed!
Something's inside them. Kay, send one of those service droids over to investigate.
Good idea. Hey, you! T-12!
Yes, sir?
Go over and investigate that crash.
Unable to respond.
Why?
Override of main programming. Receiving new orders. Subsystems activated. Begin termination.
Program trap!
Look out!
Thanks, Nomi. I thought those service droids were acting strange.
That's not our only problem. Look!
Targets acquired. Run main program.
War droids coming out of the wreckage. Nomi, Kay, follow me!
Who would dare attack the Jedi?
I recognize this technology. It's from the Empress Tether system.
Assimilating Jedi battle tactics.
Assimilate this!
Analyzing.
Good work, Ulic. But there are more coming. And another group is attacking the Jedi Council.
The Jedi Masters can take care of themselves.
Yeah, but can we? We're surrounded!
Tusker's in defense.
Watch it! I got one!
Increasing power. Pumping power to shields. Warning. Systems malfunction.
We can't hold out much longer.
Tired.
Target locked.
Nomi, look out!
Domination imminent.
By the Force.
Thank you. Who are you?
Sima, apprentice to Voto Boss. You must be Nomi Sunrider.
Yes, I owe you my life.
And do me the honor of fighting by my side.
These war droids are heavily shielded, but they're no match for our lightsabers.
Hand weapons aren't needed, Kay. A gentle tug of the Force can short-circuit their internal mechanisms. Like this.
Anomaly, internal gyros offline.
You'll have to teach us that one, Master Arca. When the battle's over...
Target Jedi contained. Executing prime function.
It's got Ulic!
Ulic, throw yourself forward!
Wow. I think that's all of them.
Oh, thanks, Master. You saved my life.
Mainline down.
Just be careful. A Jedi is as fallible as any man.
Secondary system.
You must learn to sense the threats you can't see.
Activated.
A Jedi never knows where...
Master Arca!
Primary mission completed.
Blast you!
Ulic. Master. Master, it's my fault. I should have seen that war droid behind you.
The enemy has found me, Ulic. But the enemy knows only the dark side. But I am one with the Force.